On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about the next awesome performance from the Adrian Symphony Orchestra. That'll be coming up, and happy to have on the program with me the Executive Director of the Adrian Symphony Orchestra, Libby Watson. Libby, so good to have you back on the show once again.
Hey, thanks, Dale. It's great to be here.
We also have the Conductor and Music Director, Bruce Kiesling. And Bruce, it's so good to have you back as well.
It's sensational to be here. Thanks, Dale.
And we are talking about our next concert with the ASO coming up. And tell us dates, times, and the things that we should know about the upcoming event, Libby.
All right. Thanks, Dale. Well, the next concert's title is Bravo Bravado. It's a classical concert that's happening Sunday afternoon, November 16th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Dawson Auditorium on the Adrian College campus. Tickets are available now online at adriansymphony.org or by phone at 517-264-3121. We'll have the box office open 1 hour before the performance, and there's also a pre-concert talk before this concert, so we'll want to be sure we get details about that before we're done with this interview.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Well, Bruce, when we say Bravo Bravado, I'm sorry, what are we talking about here?
Well, obviously, with the word bravo, we think this is going to be a wonderful performance and something you're going to want to yell out bravo at the end of it. But also, it's a reference to our opening piece on this program. And a couple of seasons ago, we were lucky enough to welcome a living composer of symphonic music in Gala Flagello. She went to the University of Michigan. I think she's still based in Ann Arbor now, too. But she came down and we performed a piece of hers called Vitality. And this was inspired by a Martha Graham dance quote about being an artist and feeling alive and how special each of us are in our own way. And that if you don't speak up, if you don't act, you know, that moment, that instinct will be lost forever to the world. Mm. The universe will truly, it will be lost. Mm-hmm. You are the one who has to do whatever it is that you're called to do. And that piece really spoke to our audience. And so we started chatting with her right away about when we could have her back and what that might look like. And she said, well, I'm working on this new piece called Bravado. And so here we are almost 2 years later now, and having her come back, she'll be here for one of the rehearsals. She'll talk with our new music society, which is a kind of a subset of our donors who, for just, I think it's $50 a year, they can support new music, and that helps to bring her to town. Give some feedback to the orchestra on the rehearsal process and how the piece is sounding. And then she'll also be here for the concert on Sunday, where she will talk to the audience and introduce her own piece, which is really a lot of fun. And it's a short opener, really kind of a big flourish, if you will, for the orchestra. And with a name like Bravado, we named the whole concert off that because we just thought that's a wonderfully inspiring title. We're like, Bravado, it sounds wonderful. And she's a French horn player herself.
Oh.
So she really knows how to write for brass instruments. Our brass players in this orchestra, they remember that, oh, she writes so well for brass. Yeah. Like, well, there's a reason for that. but the whole piece in general is really just kind of this wonderful romp, great energy, and very, very exciting. So we know that's going to be a great way to kick it off. And we kind of have a tradition here with the Adrian Symphony of doing pieces that are written by living composers, especially in that opening slot.
Right.
And so she's taking her place now as a return visitor. And like we do with our guest artists as instrumentalists, we like this idea of building connections between composers, in this case, and our audience. So they're, oh, yeah, I remember that piece when she's here, and hopefully we can build a relationship and continue to do some more of her music.
Yeah. I think that's really so neat that you're doing this, Bruce, and having the living composers with that. And actually having the composers coming and actually introducing their piece too, because I think the audience gets a real connection then with not only they get to hear from the composer itself, but then when they hear the music, it's, lack of a better word, a connection.
Absolutely. You're exactly right, Dale. And we really want to foster that idea. And especially that, composers aren't just, dead music. So we're not a museum in the orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do some of the greatest works of Western music for sure. But we also are involved in new music and supporting that. And I think new music got this sort of idea maybe in the 80s and 90s that it was always weird and out there and not necessarily audience friendly.
Oh, yeah.
If your audience was used to hearing Mozart and Beethoven and these kind of really traditional pieces, some of the more experimental things might have been kind of shocking. And I think today there's a whole group of composers who are pushing limits, who are experimenting and doing some unusual things, but in a way that makes an audience engage and still has this wonderful sense of what is the aesthetic experience of listening to this piece? I want an audience to like it right away. Mm-hmm. And with that in mind, I think we've heard a lot of different composers here. But as you said, to have a real live person, a real live composer in the room with us introducing their piece, I think it just brings it to life.
Plus, letting the audience know that there is still music being composed and being performed, and that we had these honest to gosh living composers, and being able to have that connection. I go back to that word again, connection, I think is really pretty awesome. Now, when you get into the, after that, you continue with the concert with what then, Bruce?
Yeah, so after that, we have a great pianist coming. We're really excited to welcome Rodolfo Leon. He is a sensational pianist who's based in Los Angeles, and he'll be joining us for Ravel's Piano Concerto. And Ravel is a 20th century composer, early part of the century, French, as you might guess from the name, mm-hmm. Ravel, but really inspired by great, great rhythms and a jazz influence. And this is his concerto, which is kind of, it's called often called the pit band concerto, because it's written for a smaller orchestra that you might hear in like a theater, where it's like, oh, it's not going to be a 75-piece orchestra. But he would, you know, he went to the opera and the ballet and things like that a lot. And so he wanted to do, well, what if I just do a slightly smaller orchestra, a little more intimate, and just a sensational piece. And a lot of people say that this piece is kind of a companion piece to Rhapsody in Blue, because they both have this kind of great energy to them, this sort of jazz influence. And it's really, really exciting. I mentioned several times in talking about this piece, because it opens with a whip crack. It's the first thing you hear. And so I say, if anybody's fallen asleep, which no one will, of course, after the flagello piece, but it'll really grab your attention right away, because it's just like, wake up, you know, in this great sort of attack at the very, very beginning. And then, you know, for me, there are two examples on this program of great slow movements of music. And when I was a young whippersnapper, you know, I loved like the fast stuff, the big exciting finales. I often say, oh, it's like a barn burner of a finale. This like great sort of endless piece with lots of eighth notes. Love that stuff for sure. But as I've, you know, matured, I like to think, you know, I am like a fine wine maturing.
Yes.
I have found more and more that it's the slow movements of some of these pieces that I just think are the real gems. And I feel that way so much about the slow movement of the Ravel. The whole concerto is very short. It's about 20 minutes long. But there's this, in the middle of it, this beautiful, absolutely perfect piano solo that starts it. It's about 2 minutes where only the piano plays by themselves. And it's just like you're in Paris on a rainy day, Sunday morning, and you're having some beautiful coffee at a little cafe, light rain in the background, and absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
And in fact, if anyone ever tells me, hey, play something classical that's going to make me love classical music, you know, like I don't know anything about it. Play me something that you think is just ravishingly beautiful that's going to grab me right away. I always choose the slow movement of this. And I have had some people who know nothing about classical music say, oh yeah, that's really beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Just because it's this envelope, this world of this sonic sound, and that it's hard to describe it without hearing, but it really is this sort of melancholy and beautiful and detailed and rich and elegant. And then after those 2 minutes, the orchestra barely sneaks in, you know, quiet string textures underneath the piano kind of sneaking in so you almost don't hear it. Oh, and a couple, like a little flute solo here and there. It's absolutely magical.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, we have this great finale. It's all that fast stuff. It's just a big show off for the pianist, because Ravel himself was a magnificent pianist, and he wrote this for himself to play. And it is just a wonderful piece all in all. Packed into 20 minutes, makes a really, really great concerto.
Well, having the guest artist to be able to perform this, and I think it's really awesome that you're getting these guest artists that to come in throughout the season. Like you said, he's from Los Angeles.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, wow. I mean, he's going to be, you know, traveling from Los Angeles here to Adrian to be able to perform this piece. I'm impressed. You don't think, wow, you know, and you're being able to get these guest artists to be able to come for us to enjoy, Bruce.
Yeah, we think it's a great combination, because all of the musicians in our orchestra, all of them are fantastic musicians, professionals in our area, from Toledo, Detroit, Ann Arbor, Lansing, all around the area, who come together to play in our orchestra. And then our guest artists are just at a level above that in terms of, these are people playing solos with major orchestras throughout the world, whether they're based in in New York or Philadelphia or Los Angeles in this case, we really just have an incredibly high level of soloist. And if you know someone who's going to play with the Adrian Symphony, they're going to be really magnificent.
Yeah.
And I say all the time to people, you know, there's a huge difference between good and great. And it's very hard to define, but you'll know it instantly when you hear it.
Yes.
And the kind of artistry that these people, they may play their first two bars of music or something, and you'll say, oh, this is really special. This isn't just someone who's good at the piano. You know, I often say, oh, yeah, they're really good at the piano. It's a shame they didn't do anything with that. But no, this isn't someone who's just a good pianist. This is someone who's a real artist.
Yes.
And that's the kind of thing that if you don't know it until you hear it, and when you do hear it, it is unmistakable. And that's what brings people to their feet at the end of it.
Yes.
You know, I often tell the our soloists, be ready to do an encore if they stand up and applaud, because they often do hear. And they want to hear like a little gem of something afterward, because what we're hearing from our guest artists throughout season after season is just an incredibly high level. Not just technically, like, again, they're good at the piano. Yes, they can play anything.
Yeah.
But they're also incredible artists.
Right, right. I sit with friends when I go to the concerts, you both of you know. And when that happens, I usually do a nudge-nudge to my friends, you know, saying, yeah, this is great. This is great.
Well, I think when we're asking people to give up their time, you know, and come to sit and enjoy great music, it has to be really great.
Yeah.
And I think when people walk out at intermission, they're going to be saying, this was worth giving up my Sunday afternoon. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is something you can't experience. The greatest recordings in the world, the greatest broadcasts are not the same as being in the room with live music. And we're so lucky in our venue, etc., the orchestra sounds so good. Not only are they great players, but the room itself.
Yes.
I always
rave. The acoustics in there is wonderful.
I always rave about that. You
yeah.
know, when you go other places and maybe a venue is like big and brand new and with all the bells and whistles, it doesn't sound as good as Dawson Auditorium, which may be decades old, but boy, the sound in the room is really quite excellent.
And there's not a bad seat, Libby.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Every seat is a great seat. It just depends on which side you want to be on. You want to be closer to the violins or the cellos or further back so you can see all the way back to the brass section, the woodwinds. Just depends on where you want to be, that aisle seat. But you got to order early.
That's
those
right.
aisle seats.
Yes,
those
yes.
are definitely in high demand.
Yeah. So let's talk about how people can get those seats and also any thank yous that you may want
yeah.
to give.
Yeah, absolutely. So once again, this is titled Bravo Bravado. It's happening Sunday, November 16th at 3:00 in the afternoon at Dawson Auditorium on the Adrian College campus. This is the Adrian Symphony Orchestra performing, and our tickets are available on adriansymphony.org or by phone at 517-264-3121. The box office will open at 2, and just after 2, we will have the Talk with Bruce in the hall. It starts at 2:10, so come early for that. Hear a little bit more about the behind-the-scenes stories behind all of this great music. And we want to thank our sponsors, of course. Our title sponsor this season is once again Planewave Instruments. We thank them for their support. Our soloist comes with underwriting from the Maurice and Dorothy Stubnitz Foundation, so we thank them for their generosity for so many years in making all this possible.
Absolutely.
And we also want to thank the Lenawee Community Foundation for their support of the season as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just love the collaboration.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just it's simply awesome. Well, we're looking forward to Bravo Bravado, and as Libby mentioned about being on Sunday, November the 16th at 3 p.m., get your tickets right now as you're listening to this. And, you know, next thing you do, you know, make sure you order them and get your tickets so you're not missing out. This is going to be another one of the great ones here that you don't want to miss.
Yeah, one you'll remember.
Yes.
I know it for a long time.
Yeah. Yep. You know, you mentioned about Bravado is also sponsored by the New Music Society. Yeah,
yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the New Music Society is a group of donors at $50 per individual, $100 for a couple, and they are supporting the performance of this piece and bringing Gala Flagello to Adrian to be a part of this performance as well. So we want to thank them also for their support.
Great stuff, Bruce.
We think it's a great season, and this is a definitely a wonderful way to kick off our classical part of our season.
Absolutely, yeah. Got to go. You got to make sure you get your tickets. Libby Watson, Executive Director, thank you so much for being on the program.
Great to be here with you, Dale. Thank you for having us.
As well as the Conductor and Music Director, Bruce Kiesling. As always, it's good to have you here, and much success as the season continues.
Thank you so much. We're always thrilled to be here. Thanks, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.